You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're live in the studios here this week, at least live, I say. That is behind their microphones here, recording brand new programs and our ongoing WGOD radio program in 2 Thessalonians right now. We alternate on here some of the Sunday sermons that I preach at the church that I pastor. That church, by the way, is called Island Community, and we are located at 1000 Santa River Drive in Merritt Island. You're invited, by the way. I'd love to see you. Matter of fact, we would love to see you and meet you and greet you. There's a warm church family there that'll reach out and extend a right hand of fellowship to you, make you feel comfortable. And if you like what you hear on the radio here, you know what to expect. And we welcome you. I invite you to come out Sunday morning at 10:30. We just started the Gospel of Matthew last week. I'm on the radio with this. I don't think that was real sermon radio worthy, the first chapter, a lot of names and stuff. I wanted to get back into some good teaching here. We're in 2 Thessalonians. We'll be alternating starting next week as we get into chapter 2 of the book of Matthew. That'll run for quite some time, perhaps to the end of the year. So we'd love to see you. Oh, by the way, Wednesday nights, too. We meet Wednesday nights now at 6 o'clock. Our midweek service is a Bible study where we roll out the blackboard, and we're in the book of Daniel. We are in chapter 6 this week. We'll be looking at Daniel in the lion's den this week, Wednesday night, 6 to perhaps 10 or 15 minutes after 7. Love to see you here today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We left off. Now remember, Paul's writing this letter because people twisted what he told them about the rapture, which you can read about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So that's why he wrote this letter. One of the earliest New Testament letters written. I think it's around 51 AD. And so this is where he's picking it up here in chapter 2. He's correcting their misunderstanding. And this is where we left off yesterday. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. That's the subject matter. The parousia, that is the famous doctrine of the return of Christ. Bible says much more about his return than about his first coming. So the subject matter is the return of Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. There's a doctrine on this. The Bible teaches on it. The Bible is fairly plain and clear that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again. And he's coming back again. Well, I'll let him tell you. You can read about it in the Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 2, where it says, well, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Hey, you can build your doctrine right there. There it is, right there. You take the words that Jesus Christ said and take them to the bank. He's gone to prepare a place for us. Number two, he's coming back again. And he's coming back again to take you and I to where he is. And this is why I believe in the rapture. I believe he's making a distinction between coming back again and taking you out of this world and taking you to where he is, because he says so in his word. That's good enough for me. What I don't believe is the timing that people say, trying to tell Christians they're never going to face any trouble in this world. Because that's nonsense. The Christian always faces trouble. They've always been fed to the lions. They've always been murdered and killed. Satan has always been after us. In this world, Jesus said, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, the Apostle Paul here sets the record straight for when this is going to happen that Jesus told us. He's coming again so that where he is, there we may be also. Paul told us this was going to happen. He said that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We know that on the last day, because Jesus told us it's on the last day. We don't need to have man attempt to get us to misunderstand that. It's plain and clear to understand. Martha understood it all too well. When her brother Lazarus died, she goes, oh, I know my brother. I know I'll see him again. I know my brother's going to rise again on the resurrection on the last day. Resurrection day comes first before the rapture. That's what the word of God says. Now, these people were twisting what Paul had said, and he's setting the record straight. He says, now, don't be troubled. I'm in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. Don't be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. The day of Christ is a good day. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, that's the day of Christ, the good day he wrote about in the first letter, that day will not come unless, if you got a good Bible, if you got a Bible, why did he put a colon right there after the word unless? Because he's going to give you a list. These two things, actually, we're going to come up with three. These three things have to happen first before what Jesus said and his instructions to us prior to his crucifixion. These three things have to happen first. We see two, but we're going to see that there's three. So again, let no one deceive you. That day will not come unless, here it is, number one, the falling away comes first. He will not come and take us to where he is until, number one, the falling away comes first. What's a falling away? What's the Greek word? The Greek word is apostasia, where our word apostasy comes from. It's a noun only used twice in the Bible. Acts 21:21 is the first time it's used as a noun. And that is when they were accusing the Apostle Paul of preaching defection from Moses. So that's number one. The falling away comes first. We also can use 1 Timothy 4:1 to help us understand that. The fall, where it says the Spirit explicitly says. Think about that word, explicit. They use it today to trash people, don't they? When you've got solid, concrete, absolute evidence against someone, like explicit photos to bring someone down. Something explicit means it's plain and clear. There's no gray area. The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So the falling away is there's going to be, I think it's already happened, really, but there could still be, there's going to be a mother of all fallen aways when something's going to happen that it's going to force all the Christians to stand up. We know it's going to be to whether or not to take the mark of the beast, because no one can buy or sell save he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Something's going to happen here on terra firma that's going to force people to make a decision for Jesus Christ. That has to happen first before your television rapture happens. That's right, you heard it here first. That has to happen first before your convenient rapture happens. That day will not come unless the falling away from the faith comes first. Number two, the man of sin. This is what Paul calls him. John calls him the Antichrist. In the book of Revelation, John calls him the beast. The apostle Paul calls him the man of sin. This is the second thing that has to happen before this comfortable rapture comes, and that is the man of sin is revealed. Greek word apokalupto or apocalypse, it means to uncover or unveil. The man of sin, the Antichrist, has to be unveiled first. He might be around right now. But to be unveiled is to take the covering off of something. That is, it's a mystery. You don't know what's under the sheet. Like when you go to one of these new car exhibits and they have something under wraps, and then usually it's at the end or at the last minute, they poof, or like an Agatha Christie, a murder mystery novel. When you don't know until the end who the murderer is, and then they take the covering off and unveil whatever it is. That too has to happen before your comfortable rapture happens. The falling away from the faith comes first, and the man of sin is unveiled, the son of perdition. That's funny. That's the same thing Jesus called Judas Iscariot, was the son of perdition. Here, the Holy Spirit calls the Antichrist the son of perdition. Is it the same person? Hey, who knows? Remember, the Bible is a supernatural book. Many of these people have already lived. Many of them, from John the Baptist and Elijah to that's for a sermon for another day. Also, the day of Christ. Here are the scriptures for you to look up. The day of Christ is a good day. Philippians 1:6, he who has begun a good work and you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Also, Philippians 2:16 says that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. 1 Corinthians 5:5, deliver such a person over to Satan so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. The day of Christ is a good day. The day of the Lord, when you read in Amos 5:18, it says, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is a bad day. It's a day of judgment falling upon the earth. The day of Christ is a good day. Paul says he rejoices in the day of Christ. We're out of time. We'll pick it up right here in our letter to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.